made 206, but they never could track its precise source. Vicki Cox, KNX 1070.
KNX News Time 250.
You suffer from frequent bad headaches that disrupt your life? You may be one of the 28 million Americans who suffer from migraines. I'm Marcia Cross, and I know firsthand how debilitating migraines can be. But fortunately, I saw a doctor and got diagnosed. Now I try to avoid things that trigger migraines, but I still may get one from time to time. So I take the medicine my doctor prescribes as the first sign of migraine pain. If you suffer from frequent bad headaches, visit womenshealthresearch.org, take the headache quiz, and talk to your doctor. If you're diagnosed with migraines, know that there's hope.
Now to start your day, a hearty breakfast, a tasty beverage, and KNX on the radio.
The E. coli outbreak in Orange County is now closed to soup plantations.
The latest word here is the 12th case of E. coli has been confirmed. A sign on the restaurant's door says it might be open later this week.
All you need to know, before you get to work. Mornings 5 to 9. KNX 1070. Southern California News Radio.
One of our top stories, President Bush visits the border to make a new pitch for immigration reform.
You cannot fully secure the border until we take pressure off the border. And that requires a temporary worker program.
We're looking at both sides of the temporary worker program. An hour from now, we'll hear from someone who thinks it doesn't go far enough. But first, a woman who says it goes too far. Carol Swain is a political scientist and law professor at Vanderbilt University. She tells KNX 1070's Jim Thornton and Diane Thompson the temporary worker program is simply not fair.
Well, first of all, I find it very problematic that the system rewards people that break the laws. I know so many immigrants that are paying thousands of dollars to lawyers, and they're waiting in line, and they're trying to do it according to the law. And those are the people that get pushed further and further and further back on the waiting list, on the waiting line. And I think that's unfortunate that we have a nation where we have laws on the books that no one is willing to enforce. And as far as the 12 to 18 million people that are here illegally, I think that if the employers were given higher enough sanctions or a few were thrown into jail and the jobs dried up, the people would find their way home the same way they got here.
Do you think specific groups of people are being hurt by the immigrants who are coming in and taking jobs away? I mean, I'm talking about like white people, African-American, Asian. Do you think there's a specific group that's being hurt more than someone else?
There's economic data to show that low-wage, low-skill workers...